How would you like to have a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun? A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it. We all want to be happy in our love lives.
Our show, The Noah and Christine Show, is a humorous and honest hour for both men and women where we share the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love flowing and the happiness growing.
Oh, yes. It's going to be entertaining and enlightening because each week the two of us, along with our very special guests, are going to dive into the places most likely to suck the happy out of your happy couple.
Money, sex, intimacy, kids, health, careers, families, even taking out the garbage. We promise to share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics that real couples, including ourselves, face every day.
You're going to leave our show educated, entertained, and excited to try our daring acts of love in your own relationships.
So let's start the show.
Hello, 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 and welcome, everyone. This is Christina Rilo.
And Noah Martin.
And we are so excited to be with you on this day. Are you all ready for some love and happiness?
I know I want some love and happiness.
You want some love and happiness?
I would love just another helping. I've had a full plate, but I want another helping.
Can you imagine actually meeting someone who says, no, I would not like more love and happiness?
I don't know that I know that person.
But I bet they're out there. I'm so overcome over the thought I'm going to start choking.
Well, good thing I know the high mark.
That's a good thing.
So, yeah, I think that most people probably enjoy having love and happiness in their lives and would even want to have a little more.
Well, and it's not always easy.
It is definitely not easy. And a lot of the reason why it's not easy is...
Well, it's a good thing that it's not always easy, else we wouldn't have a show.
Oh, that's true. But I would give up our show if it was always easy for people.
Would you?
Absolutely.
Well, you know, that's what our show is all about. For those of you that have been listening to us for a while, and those of you that is... I'm so verklempt about this happiness business. I can't even say. For you, those of you that have been listening to it for a while, that are just tuning in, you know that Noah and I and this show is really dedicated to giving you real practical and also daring tools and ways in which you can bring more happiness and, you know, love into your love life. So let's get to it. What are we doing today, Noah?
So I love being
trans. Noah's in charge today. He is the mastermind. Well, you and then our fearless leader, yes. Dr. Pat, have masterminded this show today.
Well, so our mentor for the radio show is Dr. Pat, and we are very fortunate to have such a wise and beautiful person to help us see what we can do to make the show even better. And she had a challenge for us.
She did. She threw it down, y'all. She threw down the gauntlet last week.
And what she
asked her, we said,
okay, what can we do to make it better? She says, well, I'm not sure. They give all these great things for people to do, and I think sometimes people don't do it because they don't know how to talk to their partner about it.
It's true.
It's like
last week
we had the wonderful Dr. Elsmith
Muth
and Freddie Weaver sharing with us all his beautiful tantra knowledge, had these great 10 practical tips.
10 practical steps for creating more intimacy and love. It included the spooning technique and the kissing for endorphins and the whole breathing thing that Freddie took us through. And can you imagine? I mean, some people like going up to their partner and say, honey, I want to breathe with you.
I want to sit next to you face to face in a cradle position and just breathe. Now, I think there's certain people who go, yes, let's go do that. That sounds like a wonderful thing.
And some people that would run for the hills or shut down. And probably that's the people all the way in between.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think – so that's the challenge. How do you have the conversations about what you really want? Like if you hear something on the show or there's something going on in your life and you're like, boy, this is the thing that's going to add another scoop of happiness onto my plate, and you don't know how to talk to your partner about it.
Well, and you know, the thing is, and unfortunately, and you know, everyone, we can just admit it. So just I'm going to go ahead and give you a big freedom chip here, is just go ahead and admit that you and all of us are severely relationship challenged. Now, I'm going to choke again. No, you're going to have to take
off. What is going on with you?
I don't know what's going on with me.
It's like we're having this topic. It's so hard for you. You're going to die on air.
I think maybe because in the past, I've had a hard time asking for what I've wanted in relationship. And I don't have – maybe I don't think I have a hard time. I don't have a hard time asking Noah always for what I want in a relationship. Although I do sometimes employ some sneaky ways, which we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about some of the sneaky ways that we ask for what we need. And we're going to ask, or we're talking about some of the stupid ways in which we ask for what we need. And we're going to talk about some of the smart ways that you can ask for what you need. And I know in my partnership with you, Noah, I do a pretty good job. Sometimes I'm sneaky, but in my former relationship, wow, stupid, sneaky. I don't know if I ever used any of the smart techniques we're going to talk about today. And even in my business partnerships, I find it challenging. So I think I'm choking because, you know, and I don't know if it's this way for men as well, but I think a lot for women, we've been conditioned to not ask for what we need.
Well, I think,
or to do it in a very, you know, poor way.
I think as humans, we come to one of two conclusions. Like, my assertion is, we either decide, I want this, and I will not have any possibility of receiving a no. So I'm asking absolutely no one. I'm just going to do it. And my partner is going to have to just lump it.
Just lump it.
You're going to have to take it. Like, this is so important. It's so important to me. I cannot ask, because if I ask, that means, you know, you might get to say no.
Mm.
Or.
So that's one type of person.
And the other extreme is, I can't ask. I can't ask because it is so important to me that if I hear no, I am just going to crumble and die. Because that means this person doesn't love me, or it means that what I think is important isn't important to them, or like all of these conclusions will come out of it. So I'm just not going to ask, because if that comes out, if the truth comes out, everything might fall apart.
Is that who you are? Is that what happens for you?
Well, a version of that happens for me, absolutely.
Well, like, give us an example. Let us into the inner workings of Noah as an example, because I think there's actually also a third piece there. But for those
– Well, okay. So yeah. Like – Freddie and Elizabeth this last week, they gave us...
Are you talking about the endorphins again?
I love the endorphins.
He is in love, you all, with the endorphins. The man cannot get enough. I'm going to have to go out and get some chapstick.
So if you go to tantranova.com, they have these list of 10 things that you can do, practical ways of getting more intimate. And I have to say, last week, we had our love dare. Our love dare was to do one of these.
To do one of them.
And I admit that I took the easiest one. For me,
which was the
endorphins, like
which is kiss, what tell everybody
kiss,
what it is.
Kiss often to raise your endorphins.
Kissing often and raises endorphins. So Noah's been chasing me around for the entire week. Let's raise our endorphins. Let's raise our endorphins. Let's raise our endorphins.
And so we've kissed probably twice as much as we normally do.
Correct. And so, but you asked for what you wanted and what you needed.
No, I asked for what I thought I could get.
Oh, so there's a difference between asking for what you want. And what you really want.
Yes, absolutely.
So you asked for what you thought you could get.
Yeah, I asked for the one I like, the one that was like, when I read these, this is a no-brainer. They're like, you know, you can't say no to this.
And I did it.
You didn't?
So what was the one that you wanted to ask for?
There's one where, boy, can I say that one on the air? Let me think about it. Well, there's basically facing each other and looking each other in the eyes and breathing together.
Ah.
Which is way more sort of intimate and more it has more possibilities.
And so why didn't you ask for that?
I think I was afraid.
What were you afraid of?
Well, you've been super busy lately, and I was afraid you wouldn't make the time for me to do it.
Hmm.
That because like just your schedule's super packed, right? You're going to bed late and getting up early and kind of cranky and like you're just not like.
Well, that's the real reason, y'all. He didn't want to ask because he was afraid I was going to be cranky.
Well, and it was and to me it was like really vulnerable to like to ask that question, like, uh-huh. Hey, will you do this one?
But if you don't ask for what you need, and I mean, we've all done this, everyone just kind of cop, when I should cop to it, this as well, how many times do you not ask for what you need and then you don't get it? So well, you don't ask, right? What's that saying? If you don't ask, the answer is no?
If you don't ask, the answer is no.
And so what was the answer?
We didn't do it.
Well, no, because I didn't know.
You didn't have the opportunity.
I didn't know.
Okay, so all
you know what would have helped?
What would have helped?
Flowers. I'm just kidding, y'all. Bribery is definitely not in the smart category. That's the sneaky category.
That's sort of sneaky and...
You buy me flowers anyway.
Yes, I buy you flowers. I like flowers. Yeah. I like flowers. I like giving you flowers.
I do. The other day, I just like walked in the house and I sat down on my computer. I looked over and there was like a dozen yellow roses. I was like, oh.
So, yeah. So I didn't ask totally for what I wanted.
And so then you didn't get what you wanted.
I didn't. I got something I liked.
So you said, well, you kind of settled.
Inched, yeah.
So what was the impact on you?
I just didn't have as much fun this week as I might have been able to have.
Well, was it in your mind? Like, were you thinking about it? Or were you conscious of it? Or why were it? It's about risk. You weren't really to take a risk.
Yeah, there was absolutely risk in it. Yeah.
So some of you, this might be true for some of us, are risk takers and some of us are risk avoidant. So knowing this, so just take a moment and ask yourself and to just kind of connect in with your inner wisdom. Are you a risk? Are you risk like pro risk? You run for the risk or are you risk averse?
Well, I am definitely someone to manage my risk. So I don't think
so you're a risk manager.
I'm a risk manager. I am. So maybe that makes me risk avoidant.
There's risk avoidant, risk manager, and then probably risk junkie.
Yes, and so I'm not a risk junkie, but I don't always take the risk, the big risk.
So the other question I would have for everyone out there listening, I'll announce to this to you, Noah, as well. So there's the continuum, right? Risk junkie, risk avoidant, and then the kind of risk manager in the middle. And where do you fall on that spectrum? And the second question I would ask to everyone listening right now is, what's the risk for you that perceived risk of getting for what you need? So like what's risky for you might be risky, not risky for somebody else, but that fear of taking the risk is what stops you from asking you what you need. So what was the risk that you were unwilling to take, Noah?
I was not willing to risk you saying no.
Okay. So that's an example of Noah not being willing to risk taking no for fear of saying no.
What it would mean about our relationship, our life, whatever I might interpret that means.
All right. So that was what he was afraid of taking the risk of. So think of a moment right now. Think of a relationship in your life. Maybe it's your primary love relationship. And if it's not that, another relationship that you're not getting what you need or what you want in, or that person isn't, you know, it's just not, the relationship's not what you want it to be. Or even like there's something you really want in your own life that you really need connection from another person. Maybe it's your primary partner. Or maybe, you know, it's a girlfriend or a father or mother, whatever. But what is it that you really want to ask for that person from? What do you need to ask for in that relationship or from that person? And what is stopping you? What's the thing that has you scared? What's the risk you haven't been willing to take in order to get what you want? We're going to ask you to sit with that over this next commercial break, because where we're going to go in the program kind of moving forward is to talk about we've done all these ourselves, the smart ways in which you can step forward and ask for what you need, the stupid ways, which you're not going to want to do, and then also the sneaky ways, which are not recommended. And then if anyone has questions, we'd be happy to answer them later on in the show. And how, Noah, do they...
So if you're on the web and you're on the listen live section, there's a little box on your right where you can just type in a question and it sends us feedback and we'll get your questions and we'll address them on the show.
And that's transformationtalkradio.com.
Yes.
Transformationtalkradio.com. And we will see you pop up on a screen and we'll be happy to answer your questions.
And you've been listening to the Noah and Christine Show. And you can always go to our website, thenoahandchristineshow.com, and get a copy of the Love Treaty, where you can get the rules that keep couples happy. It keeps the happy in your happily ever after. And we will be right back.
Love and happiness. But wait a minute, something's going wrong.
How would you like a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun? A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it.
We all want our love lives to be happy, but how exactly do you do that? To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
Each week, we, along with our special guests, dive into the places most likely to suck the happy out of your happy couple. Money, sex, intimacy, kids, careers, even taking out the garbage.
We'll share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics that real couples, including ourselves, face every day.
You'll leave the show educated, entertained, and excited to try our daring acts of love in your own relationship.
Tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
See you on the show.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other ascended masters. Tune in every Friday at noon Pacific time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book a session with Natalie.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies better respond to the modern world's high stress, toxicity, and pathogens. Herbs can assist our bodies with their powers of nourishment and strength, reconnect to the earth, and engage more fully with life through remedies from nature. Using vital herbs through teas, infused compounds, and powders, the talented, highly trained herbalists at Urban Wellness help choose the herbs best suited for you. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting Urban Wellness in downtown Kirkland or online at urbanwellness.net. That's urbanwellness.net. The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
What if someone could show you how to tap into vibrant health in 90 minutes? What if someone could have you listening to and following your heart's desires? What if someone could have you feel deep and abiding freedom throughout every cell of your being? What if someone could tap into your inherent abundance easily and effortlessly? Alina Frank is that someone. Alina can help you clear anything that energetically stands in your way from attaining the health, wealth, and freedom you were born to enjoy. Using EFT tapping, set yourself free with EFT. Why wait for a miracle when you can tap your power now? Visit www.tapyourpower.net. That's www.tapyourpower.net.
Everyone, to the Noah and Christine show.
This is Noah.
And this is Christine. And this is where we put the happy, we keep the happy in happily ever after. And Noah and I were just on the break. We were practicing our googly eyes at each other. If you were with us in the first part of the show, you witnessed Noah asking for what he needed. Well, we got him down into what it was that he needed and wanted, and how we, you know, sometimes ask for just half of what we want versus all of what we want. And thank you, Noah, for being so vulnerable with all of us and sharing that, you know, super vulnerable piece with us. And that's hard in relationship, super hard in relationship. And it's the thing, you know, we're all busy. We all have a lot going on. There's stress, there's life, there's kids, there's work, there's this, there's that. And it can be just super, super duper easy to not allow ourselves to slow down, which is kind of what you just witnessed in the first part of the show of, you know, me being with Noah and him slowing down to ask for what he needs. And I think a lot of times in partnership, and I've certainly been guilty of this myself when we're, well, not guilty, but I've done this. I hate the word. I just don't like the word guilty. But anyway, that's another show. Is that been?
Oh, we'll do the guilty show.
The guilty show. But and for sure, like I've been too busy or, you know, whatever, when you're kind of putting out those pheromones of I'm busy, too much going on, get out of my way. Like there's no real space for anyone to ask for what they need. And so someone might just ask for half, or they might not ask at all and take it on themselves. And then you build up resentment, right? That's also happens a lot of times in our relationships.
Well, and here's the thing that I think I didn't say is I wasn't totally conscious of this. Like when I looked at the 10, like I didn't consciously say, let me pick the easy one.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up picking the one, and now and afterwards I went, you know, there was another one that I wanted even more because I kind of
so you didn't allow yourself to slow down because you've been just as busy as me.
Yeah, and also there's a little bit of like there's a little like, oh, where I'm, this feels really vulnerable to ask for this. And so I don't like that feeling. Like no one likes feeling like a vulnerable. Vulnerable is not a, like, I don't know anyone who goes and feels a little vulnerable. Like they've asked like something that makes them a little scared, and like they run out of that with their hands up in the victory sign and go, yeah, it just isn't how that works. So it's called vulnerable because it has a feeling of like something bad could happen. That's part of what vulnerable is.
Right.
It is, it's available, and it's available for the good and the bad. But it's being available.
Vulnerable can feel risky. So the definition of vulnerability for all of you out there listening, you know that I'm a big dictionary.com fan. And I looked up the word vulnerable when I realized that I had an issue with vulnerability and that I didn't really like it, didn't really understand it, didn't understand why it was valuable at all, and pretty much thought this is something to be avoided at all costs. And that's something that I learned because, you know, it was my own love cracks. I mean, all of you at your own levels have learned how not to be vulnerable in your relationships because we've gotten hurt, right? You've all gotten hurt at times in your life and you suffered these love cracks. That's what I call them, the love cracks. And when you suffer those love cracks, you become afraid and you build up walls of protection. And, you know, I had Fort Knox around my heart before I met you, Noah. Sometimes, you know, I'm teaching right now the Choosing Me Before We 40-day class, which is all about building the best relationships in your life. And just like 2 weeks ago, we went through the love cracks and people were seeing how they were protecting their heart from the very love that they wanted, the very intimacy that they wanted. And some people had, you know, shrouds around their heart, and other people had built scaffolding around their heart. Other people, one person had put their heart in a refrigerator and hid it away for safekeeping. And so what I've learned about vulnerability, some of it just by looking at the definition on dictionary.com is to prepare to be attacked as if by a weapon.
I don't want to do that.
No, but I bet you've done that. Have you done that? You might not have done that. Have you ever done that?
Have I ever attacked with a weapon?
Yeah.
Yes, I have attacked with weapons. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, yeah, not in our relationship, but I know that you've probably done that. I know you did it with your brother growing up. But.
Oh, yeah. Like literally, like, you know, it would be like if anything would come up, what we'd do, we'd throw each other down and start fighting.
Yes. Yeah.
Every day.
I don't know. Yeah. Every day. But I don't know that you were either vulnerable. I think you were just like you were being boys. But in our romantic relationships, when our partner our partner basically shows up and attacks us as if by a weapon, or we show up and attack as if by a weapon, which we've all done. Go ahead. Okay. Oh, honest moment. Go ahead. Raise your hand if you've ever done that. I have both my hands raised. and what I learned was that, no, we talk a lot about this, well, you basically helped me realize that being vulnerable, you know, is actually very powerful. When I studied the divine feminine, I learned about this more, about how vulnerability is actually very powerful, and I came to understand the real definition of vulnerability.
What's the real definition?
So the real definition of vulnerability is, okay, everyone, just reprogram your brain. Here it is. To be willing to stand naked in front of another and be seen.
Mm.
I don't mean physically naked without your clothing. I mean like your soul, like your spirit, to really let someone see you. And it's what we want more than anything else in our relationships. And it's what we really want. I was actually on a phone call today with a coaching client, and she's like, Christine, thank you so much for seeing me. Thank you so much for seeing me. And it's what we want. And I know, when we got married, it was part of my bow to you. You know, I said, thank you so much for seeing me. You're the first person to really, really see me. Because, of course, I had seen myself. And therefore, I was able to let you in. And so I just want to encourage all of you to kind of chew on that a little bit and think of the ways in which you shut your own heart down because of your own fear of vulnerability and how that impacts your ability to get what you need and ask for what you want. And then what it does is it creates like all these sneaky ways. Now, will you tell us about some of the sneaky ways in order to avoid feeling vulnerable and risking that heart being, heart being what you would call it, being attacked or being hurt, we do these sneaky things to ask for what we want. And we want to kind of put a light on all of them so that you can become aware of them so that you can stop these very not helpful patterns.
Well, so the first sneaky one I talked about in the first segment, that is ask for half of what you want so that you don't have, so don't ask for what you really want. Ask for the thing you kind of think you might get.
So number one is,
and then be kind of mad about it later. That's what makes it sneaky.
Okay, so a sneaky way to ask for what you want. Number one is to ask for only half of what you want.
Okay, now the cardinal sin sneaky one not to do is don't ask at all, do it, and hide it.
So number two is, and as we go through each of these, I want you just to make a mental note inside yourself. Oh yes, I do that, or oh no, I don't. Not from a judgment place, but just notice which ones you do. So number two is you don't even ask your partner and you just do it anyway.
Yeah, and then maybe even hide it. This is one that gets you in all kinds of money trouble if you use this one. And the third one is the hint. Just give hints and hope your partner figures it out. Hint, 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 hint. And a cousin of the hint is to have someone else hint for you.
To have someone else hint for you.
So this is one that my family sometimes uses, which is my mother wants me to call her because I haven't called her for a while because I'm just not being perfect. And my sister will call and tell me that my mother's feelings are hurt. Rather than my mother, that'll happen sometimes. It doesn't happen often, but every once in a while that'll happen. It seems to not happen as much as it used to. But that was especially like when you're like, that'll happen. People will hint or use someone else to deliver a message rather than deliver their own message.
All right. So number one sneaky way you want to stop using to get what you want is the half ask. So that's only asking for half of what you want and then maybe thinking that your partner's going to be able to mind read and figure out the other half, right?
Yes.
That's number one. Number two is don't asking. Yeah, just do it anyway and then don't ask. But
do it and hide it.
Do it and hide it, right? So how many of you have done that where you've, I need this thing. I'm going to go out and buy it and not tell my partner, right? Number three is the hint. We hint, 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 hint. But you don't really just directly ask for what you want. And then number four is you hire a messenger, basically.
Yes. Farm it out.
Farm it out. Farm it out, baby. So any of those four are ones that we're going to invite you to give up using right now. And when we come back,
we're going to talk about the things that people do that are just stupid, like the stupid things you do that absolutely will make sure either you don't get it or even if you do get it, you won't be happy about it.
And give you some ideas on what the smart people do.
And you've been listening to the Noah and Christine Show, and you can always get a love treaty at the noahandchristineshow.com where you can learn the rules for keeping the happy in your happily ever after. And we will be right back.
Chat with Natalie. Getting to know yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other ascended masters. Tune in every Friday at noon Pacific time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book a session with Natalie.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Love and happiness. Wait a minute, something going wrong.
I love that. Love and happiness. Maybe if we invited Al Green, he would come on the show.
The good reverend? Maybe.
Yeah, I don't, good reverend.
We should give it a shot.
Oh, well, maybe. I wonder how Al handles asking for what he needs and wants in relationship.
According to some of his songs in the past, not real well.
Well, he might have some tips for us. He might have some tips, especially on this next section. So as those of you that have dialed in and are listening in, we are just kind of, we're just going for it today and getting real about what it takes to actually ask for what you want in your relationship. Because let's be honest, again, hands up on this one, y'all, as long as you're not driving, you can do one hand up, is how many of you, you know, are not super duper duper talented at asking for what you want in your relationships?
I'm not super duper duper talented.
Yeah, super. Are you super talented?
I am super, but not super duper.
You're pretty good. You've been a lot better, but you just, you know, talked about how you, like, you didn't even know there was a way that you only asked for the half of what you needed, which is one of the four sneaky ways in which we don't get what we want. We just kind of do these other things, and so we end up not getting what we want. And we are committed on today's show to helping you get what you want in your relationships and have the tools that you need in order to ask for it. Because it's hard, people. We've all been hurt. We've all been told no. We've all been told, you know, take a hike. We've all been just, you know, not treated very well. So we protect our hearts, and then our hearts don't want to be vulnerable. They don't want to take risk, and we don't want to put ourselves out there. And or we become doormats and we just let people walk all over us, one of the two. And we're just, that's not happy. There's no happy in.
Happy
and heart being super protected, there's no happy in being a doormat. So we really want you to leave today's show knowing exactly how to ask for what you need. So Noah talked about four sneaky ways just before we came back from break, that before we went to break, that you don't want, you do definitely do not want to employ. What are some of the, we call them the stupid ways, right? Just like, this is like insane. Like, do not do this. This is not going to end up well for you.
All right, let me give you an example. Christine, I want $400 worth of dirt.
So you notice I'm not responding.
Well, there wasn't a question. First of all, what do you think about me buying $400 worth of dirt?
Well, I don't really know why you want $400 worth of dirt. And when you said that to me, there was nowhere for me to go. I was just like, you know,
so
good for you. Okay, what?
So question as assault is sort of one way, or assertion or
assertion
demand.
Assertion and assault and demand.
And demand. Like, so I've now told Christine that I want something, and I've implied by the way I've said it that I'm just going to do it.
Do you really want $400 for the dirt?
I actually do want $400 for the dirt.
So if you weren't going to – and it's interesting that method is not really your type of method. That's much more my MO is I will assert what I want because it's a way of protecting, right? But it's really stupid because you don't actually get what you want. It's the stupidest thing that we do. We do stupid things to get connection and love and what we want because we're trying to get love. But we have all these, you know, these love strategies. Christine and I talk about it in our Choosing Me Before We 40-day program about creating the best relationships that you want. We talk about these love strategies that we employ, and like this one that you're talking about, Noah, is a stupid love strategy of I'm going to be assertive and I'm going to say what I want because I won't be denied. And people think it's self-loving, but it's not. It's actually you're protecting your heart.
Well, what it really is I'm now taking what I want and I am essentially pushing it on you. Like you are not going to stop me from this thing that you don't even know I have in my head.
Yeah.
Did you know about $400 worth of dirt?
No, well, I do know why you want the $400. I think I know why you want the $400 of dirt because you're going to build a garden, right?
Yeah. So, see, that
was something that we both agreed to that I was really excited about. So the other way that you could do that would be –
I'm going to give you the smart antidote.
Yeah, give a smart antidote.
That is where you actually tell your partner why you want something, give them some context, what's going on, and you really come at it from a little bit of like letting them in. Like you're letting them in on this thing that's in your brain. Oftentimes we have these little thoughts that run around in our heads and it builds up momentum and it builds up momentum. And once it gets to the place where it's like, I am going to do this, like it gets so much momentum to get past my own things about spending $400 on dirt that I'm going to run over anything else in my way, including my lovely partner, if I'm not conscious.
So the smart antidote, bottom line, the smart antidote for us, Noah.
Tell them why and to give them context. So Christine, you know, we've been talking about building a garden and it's really spring and it's time to do it and to do it the way I really want to do it. I want to get a big pile of dirt because the dirt we have in our backyard is not great. And I just want to do it. I want to go for it. I want to build something really wonderful and I want to go and buy 10 yards of dirt.
And now put the, now inject some vulnerability into that.
I really hope that's something you want to do. It's really wonderful and beautiful.
And
have that in our house, and I'm really hoping that you want to do it with me.
And I'll give you more vulnerable and say what you're afraid of, because this is a good tip. Good tip is just to say, and I'm really afraid.
Well, I'm really afraid personally. I'm afraid that it might be a distraction, and then so I'm afraid that it's not the biggest priority in our lives, and I'm afraid that you're going to point that out and say no, you can't do that because it's a distraction.
Yeah. So now what just happened? So thank you, Noah. And what just happened is then my heart softens and it gets all gushy. And then I'm no longer in my head when Noah's talking to me. I'm actually listening to him from my heart because he's just told me what he's afraid of. And, you know, my defense wants to come in, you know, is going to sniff that and feel that anyway. But because you told me that, I'm much more likely to think, huh, is it a distraction? I don't know if it's a distraction. Maybe it's a distraction, but I'm not really sure. And anyway, okay, well, you know, if that's what we need to do, it'll probably save us, you know, $400 worth of food.
I hope so.
Especially the amount of cucumbers that we go through for our green drinks. Nothing else. People will stop thinking Noah's strange for going to the grocery store and buying out cucumbers that we use for our green juice.
People look strange when you buy 16 cucumbers at a time. I don't know why.
Yeah. So it may be good for your self-esteem.
Okay.
So that was so stupid. Number one was just
demand or assert what you want, and like demand and assert what you want.
And the antidote, the smart antidote?
Be vulnerable and tell them why. You want what you want and why you want it.
Okay. Awesome. You all got that? Okay. Great. Number two, stupid.
Barter.
Barter.
Yeah.
Tell us more about that.
So that's where you wait until your partner asks for something.
Uh-huh.
And then you may or may not have said yes to or not. And that's when you say, okay, you can do that if I can do this.
Oh.
So there's two reasons why this is really bad.
Uh-huh.
It is terrible for your budget. So, like, you have a limited amount of funds, and because one person wants to do something that may or may not be in the budget, that's kind of on the outside, like the edge of the budget, now both of you are going to do it?
But aren't we both getting what we want?
We're both getting what we want, but there's no more money to pay for these things.
So that's like going over the edge of, like, not getting what you want, but making sure everyone gets what they want, but, like, but not maybe what you even really need or you want, but it's like, it's kind of almost like, what do they call that in the government? Pork? Pork bellies or
it's the little addendum or like little
the thing that John earmark. McCain always used to talk about. Yeah,
it's an earmark. Yeah, you don't want to run your household like the government runs of Congress. Because then what you do, you end up like the government. You end up with a big pile of debt.
And it doesn't work really well, and people don't really like each other very much. So what's the smart antidote to the barter?
Well, the smart end of the barter is to really to speak your mind when it's on your mind, not to wait, lie and wait, just to be honest and talk about it and to really put like kind of all the things that you want in a conversation, especially when this is really about money as much as anything else. When money and time, the two places the barter shows up the most.
Uh-huh.
And so really to actually do what the government doesn't do. Ask it in context of everything you want to do. Oh, okay. We want to make a trip this year to Costa Rica, and we want to have a garden. Well, okay, can we do both? Does it fit? Like, you really put it in the context of everything that you're trying to do.
So you're talking about, like, when you're making decisions with each other, to look at the bigger picture is a good thing, but you don't necessarily want to get into putting in the earmarks and the pork, whatever those things are called. So, like, an example would be, like we're going, Noah is saying he wants to buy $400 of dirt, and I may have, you know, a $400 handbag that I want to buy. This is not the time for me to say, well, okay, you can get your $400 dirt, but then I get to have my $400 handbag.
Yeah, now we've
spent $800, and my handbag, well, it will carry money in it. Well, actually not. I'm sorry, create money from it or create food. And there's different reasons why we're making the decision to grow our own food. And so it's just a really good thing that I'd love to encourage you all to notice in how you do that yourself. And this is what I love about the Love Treaty. And this is something you can all get by going to, it's thelovetreaty.com. And go there and download thelovetreaty.com. And there's some rules in there that will actually help you refrain from doing this thing, including bringing things up from the past and other types of rules of engagement that Noah and I use in our conversations and in our fighting and decision making. So you can go to thelovetreaty.com to get that, and we're going to come back and we're going to talk about some more of our antidotes and how you can really continue to ask for what you need. And our goal is by the end of the segment for you to be willing and daring enough to really go for it and ask for something you've been really wanting to have in your partnership happen.
And you can listen to the Noah and Christine Show on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
Love and happiness. Wait a minute, something's going wrong. Someone's on the phone.
What if someone could show you how to tap into vibrant health in 90 minutes? What if someone could have you listening to and following your heart's desires? What if someone could have you feel deep and abiding freedom throughout every cell of your being? What if someone could tap into your inherent abundance easily and effortlessly? Alina Frank is that someone. Alina can help you clear anything that energetically stands in your way from attaining the health, wealth, and freedom you were born to enjoy. Using EFT tapping, set yourself free with EFT. Why wait for a miracle when you can tap your power now? Visit www.tapyourpower.net. That's www.tapyourpower.net.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
TalkRadio.com. Transformation TalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit us at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
Love and happiness.
Hello, 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 and welcome, everyone. Welcome back to the Noah and Christine Show.
This is Noah.
And this is Christine. And we want to know, are you ready to go out into your relationships, leaving the show with us, and ask for what you need? Even if you're scared.
Especially if you're scared. That means you picked the right thing to ask for.
And even if it feels risky or vulnerable or whatever, are you willing to do it? So, Noah, before we go down the love dare,
okay,
which we're going to do, I think we have to give them a couple more tools.
Okay, let's give them a couple more tools. What else do we need to tell them about being smart and asking for what they want?
Well, there were a couple of the sneaky ways that we talked about. Like, for example, when you do the half ask, when you don't ask for all of what you need.
Did you say half ask?
I said half ask.
Okay, just checking.
Just checking. We are in alignment. Had the half ask. What do you do instead? Instead of, you know, how do you actually ask for all of what you need?
So first of all, you just have to, like, when you find, you have a feeling when you're doing the half ask, when you're like, I'm asking and it seems like there's something more. You have a little feeling in your chest like, okay, am I asking for really what I want? So just take a moment, really slow down. If it's important to you, it's worth taking a second and just take a breath. What do I really want? And then once you know, knowing in your heart the truth of what you want, take that in and say to your partner, I have something I want to ask you for.
That's really good. I like that. I have something I want to ask you for, which is way better than we have to have a conversation.
Yes. Yeah, we have to have a conversation. Has like they assume that either someone has died or we're bankrupt.
Or they're in trouble.
Or they're in trouble.
Yes.
And oftentimes that's not the case. It's just like you want a little more. You want like it's not like no one's doing anything wrong.
No, it's more like I have something I want to ask you for and it's really important to me. Or it's, you know, it's like I there's something that I really need. Do you have a couple minutes to talk to me?
Yeah.
Notice how, like, when you ask that, like, I'm just asking it to know, my heart opens up a little bit. It's way different than the demanding piece, but it's also not coming from your head or that kind of lack. Like, you don't want to ask from a sense of lack.
The other piece of it is, especially if it's really important to you, try to find a reasonably good time. So it's hard to find the perfect time. Don't wait for the perfect time because the perfect time will not come. But there are totally imperfect times.
Like?
Well, if someone is watching television, like that is a bad time.
Or like right before they go to bed.
Or if they're like me and they go to bed early, that's not the best time.
Or when they're getting ready for work.
Or they're under stress. They're stressed out. They have something. Like they have all this stuff kind of going on.
But you can't wait forever. I remember I had a client. Like he was like, "Well, I just haven't found the perfect time." Well, I haven't found the perfect time.
Well, there is no perfect time, but there are terrible times.
Yes.
And a terrible time is when your partner is crying. Don't bring up something new.
Well, of course, yes. Everyone, yes.
No, I think people don't really? Know this. I think people, like, some people think, well, we're already in the bad place. Let's just get it all
throw
on the
more
table.
On? Just yeah, throw more on?
Absolutely. People do this.
Oh, I kind of said, I don't do that, but I don't do the crying thing. But if things are, like, kind of like, oh, it's so stressful, I'll tend to shovel more stress on.
Yeah, let's just take care of all of it right now.
Yeah.
It is not a successful strategy.
It is not a successful strategy. So one of the things I liked about what you're saying is what would be the successful strategy?
Take a breath. Know what you want. Set aside some time by making a request for the time. So, Christine, I have a question for you about something that's really important to me. Can we have a few minutes to talk about that?
I like that the question, the curiosity piece is good. Leading with the question, I always found that is way better than the demanding. My personality likes to be demanding, but when I go into that place of innocence and kind of questioning, lots better. So we have a love dare. We're going to take the love dare too, Noah?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah, and we'll report back on it next week.
We will. So here's, you want to tell them the love dare? You want me to tell the love dare?
You tell them the love dare.
Okay. Perk up your ears, everyone, and open up your hearts. Here's what we want you to do this week going into your relationships. Pick one thing that you really want or that you really need right now. Something that you need to ask for from the person that you're in your primary relationship with. And if that's your romantic relationship, that's great. If you have a primary relationship that's a friendship or a parent or whatever right now, that's cool too. But your primary relationship and really sinking into what you need in your life right now and what therefore you need in this relationship. And we want you to get vulnerable. We want you to take a risk. This is not the like, oh, I really need for you to pick up your socks, or I really need for you to take me to the ball game next week, or I really need for you to, you know, hold my hand more in public, although that might be risky.
That might be risky.
That might be risky. Is to really push yourself to go in depth, push yourself, but to open up your heart, to be vulnerable and take a risk, to give your heart a little flutter when you make this request.
But I want you to make a little flutter.
No, yeah, first, not a big flutter.
Not a, oh my God, this might blow up my relationship flutter. Like, not a quake.
But just a little flutter.
A flutter, something that feel like there's something at risk, but not so much risk that, like, there's no way this person's going to do this.
Okay.
Because you have to understand there's things that are possible. There's things that are beyond the possible.
And so you all have 7 days to do this dare. So today, this is Martha Day, whatever day today is, and then 7 days from day, you'll actually promise yourself what that is, and you will have completed it. So for those of you that are like, you know, procrastinators, you'll wait till day 7 to actually do this. So just mark what day 7 is in your head. I really suggest, you know, doing it in the next 24 to 72 hours because you'll actually.
Well, I think at the very least, write down what the request is in the next 24 hours so you know what you want.
Yes. And you can't do this over email, though, with your partner.
People probably would do that. No. If it's important, you don't do it over email.
Okay. And so then when are we going to share what ours is? Are we going to?
I think we're going to share next week.
We'll share next week. Okay.
What we asked and what happened.
Okay. Awesome. So you all have your love dare marching orders, which is to go out and, you know, think of that one piece, that one thing that you need in your life right now. You know, it's like, I really need this, and I really need this from my partner, and I'm going to ask for the whole shebang. And here's the other thing that might happen for you. It might show up. If you don't know right now, it's okay. What will likely, if you're just like, okay, I'm willing to do that, I'm willing to try that, it'll show up in your life. And then the request is to meet the challenge.
And if you are inspired by what happens, I would love to go to our Facebook page and just post on it.
What is our Facebook page? The Noah and Christine Show.
It's Noah and Christine Show. Facebook/ Noah and Christine Show.
But if you go into Facebook and you just type in the Noah and Christine Show, you'll find us.
You'll find us.
Yes.
Anyway, so to tell if it's not too risque.
Not too risque. And for those of you that are listening, you can also make sure to download the Love Treaty, which you can get at thelovetreaty.com or at noahandchristine.com. And we'd be happy to give you some more tips that way as well. And we'll be back next week telling y'all what happened and the things that Noah and I asked for, plus going deeper into how to keep your happy in Happily Ever After.
So one last tidbit before you go out and do your love dare. I want you to recognize that this person wants to make you happy. Like they're in a partnership because they want to be in a partnership with you. No one likely put a gun to their head and said, let's do this. They consciously chose it. So if you come at it from the attitude of, this person wants to be my partner, and I can tell them what I want, it will really help.
Awesome. Remember, love is all around you. Love is free. Love is everywhere. All you have to do is open up your heart to receive it. And you have been listening to the Noah and Christine Show on Transformation Talk Radio.
And we really loved having you on this weekend. Don't forget to go to the NoahandChristineShow.com and get your love treaty.
And we'll see you all next week.
You've been listening to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after. We are all about keeping your love life happy.
To get the goods and how to bring happy to a whole new level in your relationships, get yourself over to www.noahandchristine.com, where there's a free copy of the Love Treaty waiting just for you.
The Love Treaty is a must for keeping the love and happiness in and the drama and hurt feelings out of your relationship. The Love Treaty will give you the rules every couple needs for fighting fun and fair.
And let's face it, most of us did not receive great training on how to create happy love lives. So we do it here now on the Noah and Christine Show.
Remember to tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. With us, Noah and Christine, you can count on us to share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics real couples, including ourselves, face every day. See you next week.
Until then, keep the love flowing and the happiness a-growing.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other ascended masters. Tune in every Friday at noon Pacific time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book a session with Natalie.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information. Thank you.
What if someone could show you how to tap into vibrant health in 90 minutes? What if someone could have you listening to and following your heart's desires? What if someone could have you feel deep and abiding freedom throughout every cell of your being? What if someone could tap into your inherent abundance easily and effortlessly? Alina Frank is that someone. Alina can help you clear anything that energetically stands in your way from attaining the health, wealth, and freedom you were born to enjoy. Using EFT tapping, set yourself free with EFT. Why wait for a miracle when you can tap your power now? Visit www.tapyourpower.net. That's www.tapyourpower.net.